father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in on a Tuesday morning. What is it, the 13th? It is the 13th day of January. I had to check there. I don't know why. I was behind a day. For some reason, I thought it was the 14th. Isn't that weird?
It's always weird when you think it's a day ahead or a day behind.
The month is flying by here for January. I can't believe it already. And hopefully you are having a good Tuesday morning. It is moderate outside this morning. I'll just tell you, it's in the 40s. It's not too cold. It's going to be 60 this afternoon. Wow, man. It was nice. Took a walk yesterday. Took the dog for a long walk. And tried to enjoy this before the polar vortex hits. Apparently, we got some kind of polar vortex coming this way.
How soon?
I think I saw Thursday is when, if the map that I saw was correct, I think it's Thursday when it's supposed to hit. We'll see. I don't do weather, but I just know it's supposed to be 60 today, and then it's supposed to drop precipitously tomorrow. So it's gonna it'll be 40 tomorrow, 35 on Thursday with lows in the 20s. By Saturday night, it's gonna be 7 degrees.
Nice.
So it's coming through this weekend when we're gonna get back to real January. But then next week, we're back in the mid-40s by the middle of the week. Not too shabby, I got to tell you. No snow in a while. Looks like maybe late next week sometime is before there's a real chance of a snow flurry. Maybe next Monday or Monday a week from now.
Well, Monday we're all off.
Yeah, well, it's a week from Monday.
Oh, a week from Monday. Okay,
it's like
we have
long
time.
Range before there's any chance of any snow. And I'm not Dave Murray, and I don't play a meteorologist, but I do have an app, so I'm just telling you what it says this morning. Big day for the Supreme Court today. It's really a shame it's a Tuesday, and we don't have Hans von Spakovsky on today to talk a little bit more about this. But we will get Todd Pyro, who is in fact an attorney. In case, for those of you not keeping up out there, Todd Pyro will be joining us just to, we'll check in with him on what's going on. I know they had a great interview this morning with one of the female athletes who ended up being forced to swim on a team with a male. And she said she was over the moon elated about the Supreme Court finally hearing this case today, and they truly believe that maybe they have finally reached the point where we can have the courts enforce some sanity in this country. It's a big deal because of the fact that I think how many states did I read? 18.
Well, I know Missouri's one of them. There's got to be at least 18.
Yeah. Who have banned men and women's sports, and you know this is a court decision that could have a a big impact on that. We've worked for years here in Missouri, for sure, to make sure that our girls are protected. What, isn't it silly we have to be having this conversation? That women feminists worked all those years for Title IX to protect women, to protect my daughters, to make sure that they got the same opportunities as men when they went to college and played on sports teams and did all this stuff. And in a generation, we've moved to a point where we want to erase all of that. I mean, it's silly season, isn't it? That now you want your daughter to have to compete against somebody who is simply biologically better equipped and will swim faster and will most likely run faster and all of these things. It's not fair. It's just, the Democrats love the "it's not fair" comment, and yet here they are, the progressive left, leading the charge that we should let men compete against your daughters. And the fact that anybody's on board with that makes me want to smack them.
This isn't fair.
I'm just telling you. That's kind of where we are these days. It's pathetic. It really is. Hey, we're going to give away some more Jimmy Failla tickets today. Lots of people very excited about this. And I know I don't have to probably make Ethan guess at this, but you know what I'm most excited about today? Did you see it yesterday? Did you see it come out on
I did.
Announce the announcement yesterday?
The Rick Springfield concert.
That's it. It's the Rick Springfield concert. He's coming in June. Did you know that?
I don't know who that is.
What?
I could care less about Rick Springfield. He is warming up for Sammy Hagar.
Oh, okay.
Sammy Hagar.
There we go.
And the Best of Both Worlds tour is coming back, and he's kicking it off right here in St. Louis on June 17th, which, praise the Lord, is a Saturday, which is fantastic. And it's going to be out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And yes, indeed, I will be in attendance at that as soon as I can get my tickets ordered.
Which go on sale Friday.
Oh, yeah. By the way, they go on sale Friday.
But who's paying attention to that? How many times will you have seen Sammy Hagar?
But here's what
is it more than five?
Okay. You sound like my wife. Let me explain something to you.
This will be the last time he potentially goes on tour, so I have to see him.
She's coming out firing today.
Ethan, who died this week? Ethan, who died this week?
I don't know. What am I?
Bob Weir.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Bob Weir did die.
Member of the Grateful Dead died this week. Kim St. Ange, $10 if you can answer this question. How old was Bob Weir?
He was 74.
No, he was 78.
I was close.
Kim St. Ange, this will be easier for you. How old is Sammy Hagar?
He's 71.
Eight. And if Bob Weir could die this week, Sammy Hagar could die this week.
You could die at 25.
So imagine being in good enough health and still able to sing at 78, and you're able to go on the road with your rock and roll band. It's the greatest thing ever. And he's coming back, like he's doing a residency in Las Vegas right now. And that's an expensive trip. The airfare is expensive. The hotels are expensive. The concert tickets are expensive. So I thought the only way I'd ever see Sammy Hagar again is I was going to have to go to Vegas to see him. But he's coming on the road at least one more time, which means I need to be there.
Kayla on YouTube says, Sammy's getting so old. Is it worth the show price?
Oh, God, yes. He's awesome. He sounds great. And this is the only place I can go now to find the Van Halen music that I love so much, because two of the original members of Van Halen are in this band, and they're covering massive amounts of Van Halen in this concert.
David Lee Roth's still touring.
He sucks. I saw him. I paid the money to witness it. He can no longer sing.
Warned you about that.
I've seen him I knew that, but I needed to see it for myself. Sammy can still sing, so I'm just telling you. This has got me floating on cloud nine today. Please don't bring me down. Don't bring me down. Please, just let me enjoy this for a minute.
I don't care about a single artist where I would see them over and over and over again.
See, you and my wife are so much alike. Never? Nobody?
No.
Alanis, every time Alanis Morissette goes on tour, my wife wants to see her.
Nope. I would maybe see a couple Christian artists again, but like twice, three times max. I just would rather spend the money to go and do something else I haven't done yet or see someone else I haven't seen yet.
Kim says, Mark, over-justification is occurring
Thank you. See, no! us Kims get it.
No, Kimberly. No.
This what is if not Sammy plays a song he's never played before?
Well, no, that's not
And Mark's
happen.
Not there. Could happen.
Would it make any sound if that happened? I don't know.
See?
I got to be there.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Michelle.
Yeah, well, she's still sleeping. She's still staring at the inside of her eyelids, so she won't know about this conversation.
And Sammy puts on a party in St. Louis.
Yes, he does. And that's why he's kicking it off here, because he loves St. Louis. He's kicking off the entire tour right here. It's so exciting. Maybe they'll utilize that new facility in Chesterfield where the bands can go and kind of work out the kinks of their stage show before they go in concert.
I think I just fell asleep with my eyes open.
Okay. Well, all right. Moving right along. All right, you know the controversy over these data centers is they're popping up all over the place. We had the one in St. Charles. There are people mad about them in Forestell. There's been discussion of one down in the Arnold area, and it's coming as well to the Metro East. And we're going to talk to one of the people a little later in the 8 o'clock hour who has helped organize opposition to this to this latest example over in the Metro East, and really what the issue is here. Are we going to have there are people that seem to be on opposite polar ends of the spectrum on this. Some want it banned completely, some see the economic benefit of it, and I don't know who's in the middle on this. We're going to talk to Derek Raymert coming up about all of this in the 8 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. We're going to get to all that, I guess. I got in my excitement, in my euphoria over the Sammy Hagar news, I went a little bit long in this segment. So we will get to our top stories coming up when we get back from the break. Right now, by the way, do we have a national anthem by Sammy Hagar? We need to look into that. If not, let's go ahead and hit today's episode, please.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I am very worried that ICE is becoming a domestic army for Donald Trump.
A domestic army. This is Sanders out yesterday, Bernie, saying that he's worried that ICE is becoming a domestic. Does Donald Trump need a domestic army if he's got the National Guard? I don't think so, but that's not what it's about, Bernie. It's about enforcing the laws that Congress passed.
Democrats need to run the most populist campaign since the Great Depression if we want to win in 2026.
Yeah, that's Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, and they will. They already have been. It's what they always do, where they'll try to lie to people about the fact that they're the party of the working man. Nothing, and I mean to tell you, nothing could be further from the truth. They are the party of the I don't want to work, please give me something plan.
I just don't think there's appetite, except on the hard left, to go after ICE by shutting down the government. It won't work, and the President Trump won't be blackmailed. John Thune won't be blackmailed. The Speaker won't be blackmailed. It would be a disaster for Democrats to do that, so I kind of hope they do.
Nobody thinks, Hugh Hewitt there, the talk show host, says he does not believe that this is going to work, that they can try all they want, but no dice.
If we have ICE agents or deportation officers that are being harassed and impeded, their state law enforcement, local law enforcement, actually comes to the aid of ICE, not turn down our 911 calls, not show up to a protest.
How about it? Todd Lyons there talking about the police and why he's having to send more officers to Minnesota. Kim, I don't know if you've been I assume you've been paying some attention to the socials yesterday. And Ethan, tell me this too, because I have a question. There is a video that is going viral today of a pro-ICE guy who showed up in an anti-ICE protest, right? And there's a guy following him around with a bullhorn, harassing him and playing this annoying noise off this bullhorn and putting it right in his face and chasing him around. And the guy has suddenly had enough. This is the pro-ICE protester. Have you seen this video where he knocks the guy out?
I have not.
And I can't find the source of it. Like, I want to believe this happened yesterday or the day before. I've searched it on Google. I cannot find the source of the video. But this guy literally knocks out two people and knocks down three other people who attack him at this rally. It's like if it's true, it's like the FAFO video of all time. These people are harassing him because they're mad that he supports ICE. And especially there's a guy in a red jacket who is the one that had the bullhorn. He knocks him down and then he walks backwards. Two other people come up to him. He knocks them down. The guy in the red jacket comes at him again and he literally gets knocked stiff as a board and just falls over into the grass. It's one of the most epic videos you've ever seen. I just can't source it.
Well, that's the problem, is that a lot of the videos you see online, they'll recirculate.
Yes.
They're 10 years old. I mean, seriously, they're really old sometimes. Or in this case, they could be artificial intelligence.
I don't think altered, so. I don't think it's altered.
But there will be old videos that for whatever reason resurface and there's no context given. And so people start sharing it and it goes viral. And then you realize this actually was something completely different and not even from, you know, the last 5 years.
You can see the flags. The flags deal with the ICE issue. So I do believe it's recent. There's no source for it. There's no evidence of exactly where it is, except that it's cold and they're all wearing coats, which leads you to believe it's maybe Portland or maybe Minnesota. I didn't see any snow, but I need to find this. This is what this is coming down to. And I'm watching these comments by Todd Lyons, and he's absolutely right. You have a group of people in this country, the progressive left. This is not a you have to understand this is not about freedom of speech. I am all in support of freedom of speech. You have people who've now made it their life's goal to ignore the laws they don't like. That's all it is. They don't want ICE in Minnesota. Get ICE out of Minnesota. They're causing problems. They're not causing problems. They're arresting criminals. Since when did arresting criminals cause problems unless the community in which you're arresting the criminals don't want the criminals arrested? That's all this is. It's that simple. The loons in Minnesota don't want the law followed. Jacob Fry doesn't want the law followed. The mayor and the governor of Oregon, they don't want the law followed. These are blue states with crazed progressive leaders who think it's okay for illegals to live there. They do. Criminal illegals. They care more about illegals being able to live there without being harassed by ICE than they care about their own citizens, because their own they were silent when Lake and Riley and all these other people were killed. Silent. Because if there had been law enforcement during the Biden administration, these people never would have been allowed in, or they would have been caught and deported. That didn't happen for 4 years. And now they run amok among us, and they commit crimes, and the left does not want them held responsible for it. It's that simple. It's law and order. And Todd Lyons says, I have to send more ICE officers up there because we get no backing from the police in these sanctuary cities. They back away and will not support us, one law enforcement agency backing up another. We have no help. So I think Trump sends in the special forces, to be honest with you. There's a team, a federal team, an FBI team they could send up there that could take care of this problem. And maybe that's what happens next instead of the National Guard. It's almost a SWAT-like team. I think they called an HRT team. So we'll see what happens with that. I think that could be coming. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Stay tuned.
Kim on a whim.
There's been so much happening across the country, really around the world right now, that it's often easy to overlook what's happening right here on a local level in Illinois and Missouri. And there's something that we really need to be paying attention to that just started this week, and it's going to be going on for probably the remainder of this week and likely next week. And that's the trial that could determine the future of abortion access right here in Missouri. Now, keep in mind, this upcoming November, there will be something on the ballot that we will all vote for. And I hope you actually go out and vote. You have to show up. That's part of the problem why we see conservative school boards turn liberal, is because people become complacent and they just think it's not important to vote. Their vote won't matter. But you will have an opportunity to reverse what has happened in Missouri, which is essentially unrestricted access, right? In 2024, that's essentially what the voters decided on. Now, I would argue that the language was extremely misleading, and it makes people feel like they won't have access to contraceptives, and that if they have, you know, an ectopic pregnancy or a miscarriage, that if they don't vote for this, then they won't have any care. They'll just be left to die, because those are the stories that the media outlets want to tell you, is that basically you'll be left in a parking lot to bleed out, which is just so completely false. But anyway, what happened? So after voters had given the green light to essentially unrestricted abortion access here in the state, there was a lot of back and forth, if you remember, Mark. And the Planned Parenthood had sued the state of Missouri, saying, you need to drop all the restrictions because the voters gave us the green light and you're still putting up some of these blockades for us. And that's the trial that's going on right now in Kansas City. And this is just, this is never going to end. This is, abortion is always going to be something that our country will be fighting about. And there was an interview I listened to yesterday. This was between NPR and the CEO of Planned Parenthood Great Plains, which is one of the Planned Parenthoods, I guess, that had initially filed this lawsuit. And she was asked about whether she expected this much pushback from the state of Missouri.
But having lived through inspections with the Department of Health and Senior Services, knowing exactly what government interference can look like when it comes to reproductive health care, it's not a shock. I think what's been disheartening, though, is to have ongoing attacks, even when the constitutional protection is so clear. We really had, you know, a mandate from the people to restore access to care, to ensure people could access abortion, and that's exactly what we want to do. And I do think that's going to be the outcome we see at trial, but we have a long 2 weeks to get through first.
I'm sorry, let me just clarify something that she said. She used the word, we had a mandate. No, Donald Trump had a mandate.
Thank you.
He won the Electoral College. He won the popular vote. They won the House. They won the Senate. That's called a mandate, Mrs. Emily Wales, CEO of Planned Parenthood Great Plains. You did not have a mandate. Your vote to allow unrestricted abortion access here in the state barely passed. And that was after you guys poured, what, $9, $10 million into this, trying to get it passed. And you barely passed it. And it had completely misleading language.
How does Emily sleep at night? I don't know how these pro-abortion movers and shakers, I mean, don't even put it on the ones that run Planned Parenthood. The other people that are out there actively gathering petition signatures and trying to defeat this fix for Amendment 3, how do they sleep at night? How do they sleep at night knowing they're lobbying for the decision to murder, to make sure another human being's creation never... life never happens. They've been created. They're lobbying to make sure you can snuff that out with a pill or a vacuum cleaner.
When I was liberal growing up, and started becoming more conservative, this was one of the issues that I was really hung up on. I just really struggled with it because you can sit here and make the argument, oh, well, it's life and I want to, you know, love babies and all the things. But women, right? And I was stuck on this whole, well, women should be able to decide. And it's funny because now being so pro-life, I used to be almost embarrassed and scared to tell someone I was pro-life because I didn't want them to think I'm hateful. And now I'm the opposite. Now I would think, oh my gosh, you're hateful if you're, they want to say pro-choice, if you're pro-abortion, because you're advocating truly for a child to be dismembered. And I'm sorry to be that graphic, but that is the reality of the situation.
No,
part of the problem is what the left is so effective at, and I've mentioned this before, is messaging. Messaging matters. And if you, as conservatives who care about life and want to protect it, if we are graphic and we show people what abortion really is, that would deter people. And that's why it's important for people to understand what actually happens.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I mean, here's the problem. Even in Missouri, and you can call it a circular firing squad or whatever you want. And I really hope that some of the people who feel this way are listening to this as I say these comments. I saw some comments yesterday or the day before on a couple of Facebook feeds that I follow from a group of conservatives who are actively campaigning against the Amendment 3 that will be on the ballot in November. They're online, verbally, actively campaigning against this, which puts you on the same side as the abortionists. They're mad because they don't believe this fix is good enough. And, you know, for 40 plus years, we fought the horrors of Roe v. Wade in this country and the millions of babies that were murdered over that period of time who never got a chance at life because of that horrendous Supreme Court decision. We finally get a fix to that, giving the states the opportunity to restrict this awful procedure. And because there are a couple of exceptions put in there for, I think, rape and incest, which is minute, 0.002% of all of these cases ever come from that. It's a ridiculous argument, but if that's the exception people need to swallow it, that's fine. That I have no problem with that because you're still saving 99% more babies than you were saving before. What is the... They're claiming that anybody that supports Amendment 3 is not truly pro-life because they support exceptions. You'd rather leave it the way it is?
Well, first of all,
I don't understand. My brain is too logical to understand that.
So I don't support exceptions. I truly believe that it should you should not punish the baby for something horrible that happened. And not everyone agrees with me on that, but that's where I stand on this particular issue. However, I can still support the fix for Amendment 3, acknowledging, like you said, that this is vastly better than what we have right now.
Vastly better.
And this is a major step in the right direction. I'll take that over, like you said. I mean, do I want even those babies to die who would be part of the group of exceptions? Of course not. But why would we throw everything away? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Maybe that's not the best analogy in this case, but point being... Yeah, why do you have to say the whole thing is garbage just because it doesn't have every single thing that you want? We have to take the win where we can get it.
That's where I am on it. And I probably shouldn't mention names. There are a couple of, I believe, state senators who are opposed to this Amendment 3, didn't vote for it, the new Amendment 3, when it was in the legislature to be put on the ballot, and who are now actively on the record opposed to it. And I'm sorry, if 99% is a win, I'm sorry. You're still saving so many children. And even with the statistics that they've struggled to reopen a lot of these Planned Parenthood clinics and all of that since the law changed in Missouri, we've got to, if we can get this thing over the goal line, we've got to do it. And we got to do it in November. And we got to start working on it now. And you've got to find the pro-life Republicans who have deep pockets, who are willing to put their money where their mouth is. Because you can bet one thing. The Satan-driven left from out of state will pour millions of dollars into fake commercials, to lies that will air on media. They'll buy up the airwaves with their millions of dollars from out of state to convince people to defeat this. And you don't want to be on that side. You do not want to be on that side. We've got to make a strong effort between now and November to get the message out that this is the fix we need. This is at least a 95% common sense solution to this issue. We have to. We have to do that as a society. And I hope people can see it.
Yep, I agree. I'm a little nervous. Mm. I also know people who are against this, who are conservative, and I don't know what it will take, but we have to win them over. Because we need everyone to not only be united in this, but we need everyone to show up and vote. That is going to be so critical, because you can sit here and you can scream and shout and post everything on social media saying you're pro-life, but guess what? It doesn't matter if you don't take the time to actually show up in November and vote.
Yep, you got it. We have to get turnout. We got some important school board elections coming up in April. There's so many things to talk about locally, but if you know somebody who's not motivated to get off the couch and vote, take them by the shoulders and shake them and tell them just how important this is. Every single vote is going to count, or we're going to lose these school boards and the ground that we made up all the last couple of years. All that's going to go away, because the left is trying hard, as Elizabeth Warren said, to work their way back into this into the equation. And they've already won in St. Louis County. I mean, that's almost a lost cause for sure. Hey, Kim, did you see that outside? I think it was a monkey.
Oh.
There were still monkeys running around.
Did you see the goat?
Maybe. We're going to talk more about that. And if they're ever truly going to determine where the monkeys came from when we come back.
Monkeys on the loose in St. Louis. And as the search goes on, there is a lot of misinformation swirling around right now. First Word 4's Avery Martinez is here with the facts. Avery?
Well, you're right, Corey. It is confusing. And we do know one thing for sure, that more than one vervet monkey has been spotted. But exactly how many? Unclear. Well, that wasn't the only thing, Corey, that I learned from that conversation. The number one thing is, if you find this monkey or any of the alleged monkeys that are there, you better stay in your car. And if you have kids, try to keep them away, because these monkeys don't really like human beings. So they will get territorial.
Yes, they will. They don't like you. These monkeys are not pets. Like, I would have to, if we spotted one of these monkeys, Kim, I fear I would have to physically restrain my wife from trying to go up and hug the monkey.
Oh, they're like, so cute.
Or pet it. My daughter,
like,
too.
Monkeys and diapers, they're so cute.
These are not that. These are vervet.
What do you mean, what?
These are vervet monkeys. These are not little chimpanzees.
You're going to be the woman that goes up and tries to pet the buffalo, aren't you?
No. Buffalo, very different.
Bear,
very different.
Then
they're not cute. They're kind of gross, honestly. The little monkeys are cute, and they're like little babies. I'm not stupid enough to want to pet them, because
babies.
I know they can
rip your face off.
Yeah, they're mean, but they're stinking cute.
Plus, we don't know yet where they came from. If they came from a lab.
You sticking with that?
Well, if I don't know
I
for
don't,
sure.
I don't. I
if,
think it's a
I'm
person.
I'm saying if. I'm qualifying this. Okay. If they came from a lab, who knows what they've been subjected to or injected with. Who knows, right? So that's one reason you don't want to get near them. Number two, if they came from somebody's home, then they were there illegally, because there are some exotic animal breeders, apparently, in the city. But that, if they're doing it illegally, chances are they may not be keeping up with vaccinations and all the rabies shots and everything else that these animals probably need. So now they've been running around on the streets for God knows how long, for what, a week now, with a goat, hanging out with a goat. Like,
with
that tells you something about their character. They're hanging out with a
goat.
The
fact that the goat got out, it sounds like around the same time the four monkeys did, and the goat was wearing a collar, tells me this is probably not, I highly doubt some lab would, A, have a goat, and B, put a collar on it. I bet you this is some person in North City who is keeping monkeys. and a goat.
My buddy Barry says, is the goat considered to be on the lamb? I guess that's possible. Sorry, Barry. I tried to sell it. I just couldn't sell it.
Is it your delivery or is it the joke itself?
His timing's a little off.
I need Jimmy Fallon to save me from that one. So on the back to the monkey issue, it's possible that the monkeys released the goat. Maybe they set the goat free because they wanted to take a ride.
They were in on it?
Yeah.
They could have been in on it.
Mm.
The goat's their taxi cab? That'd be amazing.
Let's go. At the strike of midnight, we go.
So we've all been laughing at the memes. The memes have been epic. I've seen them in front of Crown Candy, and every business in town, if it's smart, has superimposed or doctored up a picture, photoshopped a picture of these animals in front of their business. Have you noticed that?
Well, yeah,
Cardinals jerseys. Skating with the Blues.
But police and animal control, they're saying, I guess it's more so animal control, is saying that that's making it more difficult because it's obvious that they're probably not going to Crown Candy. But AI is so believable that it would look like, yeah, maybe the monkeys were there and then they're going to chase some lead that's really not legitimate.
The AI is causing them a problem. So because of all of the, I am functionally illiterate when it comes to Photoshop. Like, I've done a few things. I've got a meme generator I can on my phone that you can generate some stuff like that. But I couldn't do anything fancy with it. But I've seen some memes that really look like these monkeys in front of something. And there are so many of them that now authorities are saying they're not for sure how many monkeys really are loose. If there's four, if there are fewer than four, if there are more than four, where all they've actually been spotted because of all of the fake pictures that are circulating of them being seen everywhere. And the technology is causing a problem in trying to attract them down. Now, I have a hard time believing if they're really living off Redbud Street or whatever street where they were first spotted, they've probably found somewhere to shelter. And they've got to still be in that area. Chances are they're not swinging from trees like Tarzan, going from, neighborhood to neighborhood.
I want to know if the goat and the monkeys are all together still, like a pack, and they're just running through. What are they eating is what I'd like to know. How are they not being caught eating during the day?
That is a good question. And how are they?
There's dumpsters everywhere.
How are they staying warm? They're tropical animals, right?
This is how Planet of the Apes started.
They don't let them outside at the zoo when it's below a certain temperature. They keep them inside.
The same way humans are when we see them sleeping outside. I get that we're not tropic humans. I'm just making the point that you do what you have to do to survive. I'm sure plus, it's been like 60 degrees out. These monkeys, it's not like they're having to deal with sub-zero temperatures. They're fine.
Who let the monkeys out? I don't know. Coming up, we're going to get to our Jimmy Fallon ticket giveaway. We've got former Senator John Lamping on this morning. We're going to talk about the push to get rid of the state income tax and others. And, of course, our friend Todd Pyro from Fox & Friends First coming up at about 7:20. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about
saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.